be part of it.
Good morning. Representative Cumiegas is my representative, and Senator Johnson, and the members of the Joint Committee on Marine Resources. On behalf of more than 12,000 Maine Sierra Club members and activists, I am here to express our support for LD 1602, the resolve to establish a commission to study the effects of ocean acidification and its potential effects on commercial shellfish harvested and grown along the Maine coast. I live on the Maine coast. My son is a stern man. I have an oyster farm on our island, not I personally, but we have one, and I feel an ownership since we eat the oysters. So, you know, we've noticed a lot of impact on our fisheries, so I bring them with me as well as my members. Maine has the opportunity with this commission to take a strong and forward-looking position to combat ocean acidification, which is increasingly understood to be a byproduct of CO2 dispersal and other nutrient loading in the ocean. In addition to our lobster industry, commercial oysters, clam, and mussel production are significant boons to our economy and our way of life. Ocean acidification is known to have caused die-off in shellfish and other species with calcium carapaces on the west coast of the United States. As you've heard, an acidifying ocean, even a small amount, can impact the development of bivalves from spat to harvestable animals. Clams are unable to grow in acid environments, the calcium in their shells dissolving in acidic water and mud flats, for example. With a growing body of scientific evidence that the Gulf of Maine is already experiencing some acidification and ocean warming, it's extremely important that we do whatever we can to understand the stressors to the ocean system and to protect our essential habitats as best we can. Creating this commission with significant representation from the scientific community as well as the fishing communities will go a long way towards developing working plans to address the essential causes that are under our control. Given that there are ways to protect habitat, that can combat acidification and help communities prepare for changes in the ocean chemistry, it is extremely important for this joint committee to vote ought to pass on LD 1602. Clearly, the Legislative Council heard loudly that Maine citizens care deeply about this bill. In fact, Justin Alphon told me that it was the greatest number of calls he got about any emergency legislation yet. So I think, you know, there is a lot of support for putting this bill forward. The backbone of Maine's coastal economy depends on actions such as this from the legislature. It is also extremely important as part of this bill to assure the rapid response of the Department of Marine Resources to convene this commission immediately, 90 days, so as to complete the assessment in a timely manner that can produce further legislation in the next session. We do not have time to waste. Thank you for your opportunity to speak here today.
Are there questions? Thank you for your testimony.